Jay-Z. Isn't like BlackRock backing them or something? Isn't that what they get a lot of their money from? Is from
probably
that shit?
Dark, I would, yeah, evil, Kumite, evil money guys. Yeah, of course.
Kumite. I mean, Coca-Cola could just be like, "Look, we used to be cocaine soda. I, it's fine. We're all about this."
Yes, that's right. I did the Kumite, and now I won. And here is a big slice of pizza from Pizza Hut.
The crust is extra greasy.
Oh, yes, I've won the Kumite. What am I going to do with my prize money? I'm going to Euro Disneyland.
It's me and the Mickey. I dance with the mouse. Is the mouse a pervert? May I touch his nose?
Bring me the lady mouse so I may grope her during the photo shoot.
What is under your dress?
God, that mini, do not get me started.
Oh, he's getting, oh, dude, he's crossing his legs. Dude, he's crossing his legs.
Eric, let's get the ice in here. Let's cool him down.
It's a big steamboat down here on my Willie.
We do, so we meet Frank, and he's training by, like, high kicking a boxing punching bag, which is pretty cool. Some dude comes in and he's like, "Mr. Grux, the Colonel'd like to see you now."
This is a porno opening if there ever, because he's like, "Yeah, yeah. Frank, the Colonel, before you leave, the Colonel wants to see you for something very important." He's like, "Okay, after I take a shower, of course." Mm-hmm. And then, like, you see the steamy shower, and like, what's
quick question? How are you in the American Army?
The other thing that happens, though, is he says, like, "I just have to shower first." And then the guy goes, "Okay, but I can't leave."
Uh-huh, exactly.
And I'm like, well, then get sucking. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah. Well, he's gone. By the time he's ready to suck, he's gone.
Yeah, you see, guy's like, thinking about it, and he's like, "You know what? Fine, I'll do it. I'm gonna suck Frank Dux's dick. Let's do it.
They're making this porno, this military porno. I might as well suck a dick. Why not?
I'm in the French Foreign Legion, and you know that's foreign, so that's America.
No, it makes sense. It's like two negatives together makes one a positive.
We do get that backstory about how his parents came to America to make wine in Napa Valley.
Oh, dude,
dude. All right.
At least they give it a shot. Thank you. What I mean? Give me something.
You're right. But yeah, I have to shower first. And then the dude comes in and he's just gone. He's jumped out the window. It would be hilarious if he's running across his military base naked, but that's not the case here.
Well, you just missed the greatest blowjob of your life, mister. Joke's on you.
Sergeant, what are you doing up there? I told you to get dukes.
Colonel Dub over here, this guy with the mustache.
Yeah, yep.
This guy's great. He's just totally, totally dubbed. He's like, we needed dukes. And the next time, and it's great because this guy's out of the movie, this little squirrely dude.
Oh, yeah, you never see him again.
He's just like, "The next time I see you, you better have dukes." And it's like, but he's gone
out
of the movie.
Well, sir, it was too big. I couldn't fit my mouth around it. I just couldn't do it, sir. I'm
sorry. Dukes, not dicks.
So Frank goes to the home of his old master, Tanaka. Mrs. Tanaka answers the door. Mm-hmm. You sort of glean that Tanaka himself is not doing so hot in the health department.
Is this where he's laying in bed? I love that shot.
Maybe
a vague sensei injury.
Sensei illness.
Yes, exactly. Where you have to just lay down. Talk totally fine, but just
a little weak.
Well, you just have just enough so that he can have some sword memories and look at the sword.
Yeah, he sees the katana on the table, and that kicks the first part of this two-part flashback.
This is great. Him, I guess it's either his brother or his buddies.
I think it's like two neighborhood kids, because they're like, "Come on, Frank, don't you want to be friends with us? We got to break into people's houses and steal priceless swords from them."
Well, it's California. That's what you do.
Did you guys catch what's going on here, though, with, I believe it's young Frank, the guy playing young Frank in this scene? It must have been a thing where somebody was like, he's a fan of the Giants. Mm-hmm, and they were like, "I don't know what that means," because he's wearing a New York Giants football team T-shirt and a San Francisco Giants baseball team hat, which is so funny.
Well, it's the Giants.
I just love Giants.
It's the same thing.
Well, it's just like that. That's like, okay, I told you to get me Giants gear. Well, this is Giants gear. It's like, well, we're shooting this morning, so he's wearing both of it.
Yeah, exactly. We paid for it. We're using
it. I mean, that was something that was going on at the time, in the late 80s, early 90s. I had a fucking Miami Hurricane sweatshirt. I have no idea what that is.
You did. When I was a kid, too, I would wear things from sports teams that I didn't give. I had my parents. I begged them one Christmas to get me, like, the really expensive version starter jacket, like the pullovers for the fucking Charlotte Hornets.
Of course, that was
everybody. What, those colors were
everybody's dream. Well, that was your decision. That was the Bill Clinton was like, I want every fat kid in a starter jacket with the Hornets, baby.
It's funny. It's like we didn't have an algorithm then, but we sort of did still.
The monoculture.
Yeah.
That went away, those starter jackets were fucking great. I had a Giants one. Yeah. Similarly, though, I had it because of the movie and no other reason. I had a Mighty Ducks one when they introduced the team.
I had a Michigan Wolverines jacket at one point. Like, who? What? And I've never watched a college anything in my life.
Yep.
Even to this day.
Did your father bet on them somehow?
Because he lost them. He was given that jacket.
Not a gambler, Frank Sanak. You can say a lot of things. Uh-huh. Not a gambler.
Just with his life, with the parachuting.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah, with the extreme sports, but not financially.
Okay. I believe he was part of the Kumite. At least he told me.
I think it was 60 rounds, he said.
Dad, 60 rounds? Really? You got that right, Steven.
It was in the Bahamas.
I mean, what other...
And then I had a beer in the hospital.
What other giant stuff am I supposed to get, sir? We got this beanstalk jacket here for you.
Exactly.
I do love, so they get, the other kids scram, and Frank is like, he's holding the sword, and he puts it back, and then Tanaka and little Tanaka come in, and this little kid kicks little Frank in the stomach. Oh, so it's good. Great.
And also little Frank, again, because we're trying, he's got some vague French accent. I don't know where they got this
kid from. We're calling it that? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to call it that. Right. I'm going to guess it's not Belgian like our boy JCVD.
I think because it was like, it was 88, that fucking Muzzy commercial was all over the place.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It must have been, because there's the part where it's like, Muzzy. Je suis Muzzy. Like, okay. So listen to that. When Muzzy talks, little Frank.
Y'all fuck with Muzzy, dude?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was a language program in the 80s and that spread into the 90s.
Oh, wow. Basically, VHS tapes.
Yeah, and it was like a teaching kids languages thing, and it was like an order by phone. And the commercials were all over like Nickelodeon and Saturday morning cartoons. You would call up and be like, I want Muzzy in German or French or whatever. Yes. They'd send you a language.
It was like a furry monster that would teach you English. Not teach you English, teach you German or whatever. I did the German one when I was a young man.
It's called Muzzy, which sounds like muzzle, because we want them to shut the fuck up for a little while and maybe do some studies.
Yeah, but he'd come out and he's a big furry monster and he'd be like, je suis le grand Muzzy.
I can't wait for that fucker to hit public domain. Muzzy's going to teach you how to die.
Yeah, he's going to teach you how to die. He's going to teach you how to fuck.
He's going to fuck Betty Boop real quick.
Oh, dude, if I could see that hairy monster just stooping her from behind.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
Bend over, Betty Boop.
I think that musical closed.
It did. But the horror movie is coming out this year. There is the Betty Boop horror
movie's coming out, sure. But I was wondering... It had to have been ill-attended, because if it ran long enough, you know somebody would have been caught jerking off in the theater.
Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? And that, I didn't hear any reports of that at all.
But where are we with the Muzzy horror film? Are we anywhere closer to this? Creature? I mean, it's a creature feature right there.
Oh, dude, yeah, because he was, you know, if you made him like out of like real life material and not a cartoon, he'd look like a Muppet, like like Sweetums the Muppet. He was kind of like that size.
Oh, okay.
He was always hanging around children, but he was like 10 times the size, and no one was scared of him, which was terrifying.
He's on the flight logs.
Oh yeah, Muzzy. Muzzy and Epstein, dude. Big buds.
Exactly.
If I'm going again, I don't want to sit next to Muzzy ever again. I'll sit next to Muzzy. That guy's pretty cool.
Muzzy's got the best weed.
Come on, let's go down to the submarine.
So they sort of strike this deal where Tanaka is like, hey, you can help my boy with his training or whatever, and I won't call the cops or whatever this deal is here. And like, Frank realizes very quickly that he's literally just like the punching bag for this kid.
Well, also the training is really weird, because he's like, you. Tanaka goes to his house. First of all, this kid, maybe it's the Giants shirt. He looks so much like Eli Manning to me, like a little French Eli Manning.
Because he looks slow. He's kind of slow.
He doesn't look very sharp, I'll tell you that much.
Just sweet Eli, I guess.
Just like the Manning family. Were they inbred? Is there some incest in their family?
Not that I know
I guess
of.
It's Ohio Valley, so yes.
I mean, it's nothing's proven, but if something came out one day, I'd be like, obviously.
That's how that skull works.
Exactly. You'd have to look into the Chernow book about the Mannings. So.
But it's like, he's like, oh, you grow grapes, I grow children.
Oh, this is where he's selling. Yes, and I'm selling the parents.
I use science to grow better grapes for wine. I use martial science to grow better children.
It is just like, okay, I'll give you custody of my. What is he asking me for?
I think he wants some of the wine. Look, just give him a crate of wine, and maybe he'll go.
Okay, I'm deeply confused. I thought he was calling the police, but he wants to grow our child.
All right. I'll get down to brass tacks here. I'm going to teach your kid exercise and all this, but once in a while, and nothing's happening, but once in a while, he's going to have a black eye. Look, it's just, it is how this thing goes. And I know I'm an old man and it's me and my son and your child here, but it's going
to
happen.
I got to say, it's very convenient to have an excuse for that. Oh, we must have been the karate class.
Oh, wow.
Trust me, it's my son punching him in the face. Yeah.
By the way, he got a D+ in math this week, so he could get a little aggressive. That's fine.
Tune him up a little bit.
Yeah, it's fine.
What's a martial science? Just get him to leave. I'm making dinner.
That's how much you hate the word art. You can't just say it. Yes. You can't do it.
So I was like blown away. I never heard martial arts referred to as martial sciences ever in a movie.
Oh, but do you think that's like the college degree? Bachelor's of Science in Martial.
Yeah, Bachelor of Martial Sciences.
Yeah. Yeah. Or martial law. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know how to crack stuff down.
Ooh. when he beats little kid, Tanaka's kid beats the shit out of him, and then little Van Damme gets upset. He's like, I will not be your sense punching bag.
It's so great. Yeah.
I will not do it. Punching bag.
That's a problem. I don't even know if the kid would be slow. It's just the fucking way he talks with this Jean-Claude Van Damme thing. I'm just like, oh, man.
Well, what do we think was going on here? One, is this actor dubbed?
Very possible.
So if that's the case,
or is he dumb,
all bets are
dumped.
I think he's dubbed.
Dubbed or dumped? That's our new show.
I'm dubbed. I'm on the side of dubbed. Yeah, I think that's a dubbed.
Yeah, but then so that's funny because then it's like, so what are you getting? A French kid who speaks English to do this? Or are you getting an English speaking kid to do a French accent? Ooh,
definitely someone who did voice work on Muzzy.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, and the voice of Muzzy voiced this
well,
child.
Or maybe one of the kids.
We were. The kids were, maybe the kids.
Yeah.
We were blown away by your Muzzy commercial. We just thought that was incredible work. So what's in the future for you? You have anything
Thank
going
you.
On?
I'll not be a bullshit bag.
If you liked what you just heard and you want to get the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/wehatemovies, where not only can you instantly unlock the rest of this fine program, you also get yourself access to hours upon hours of exclusive shows and commentaries you cannot get anywhere else. That's patreon.com/wehatemovies.